This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kind of cool. I shouldn't be getting text messages from the Italian moon when I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? Italian moon mean anything to anybody here? Kevin, when I say the words Italian moon, does that mean anything to you?
Italian moon,
Italian,
no.
Okay, all right. Todd, does it mean anything to you?
Well, you know, they say the moon is made of cheese, so I suppose that one's made of mozzarella.
Manny, the phrase Italian moon mean anything to you?
Nope, not at all.
Proving to the audience that the three of you have never been to Grand Forks in one of the best restaurants on the planet Earth.
Okay.
Exactly right. And they're sending me a little text message. They must have known I was in there. It's that whole tracking thing. It's that whole, you know, Big Brother. Hey, you were here.
Google's watching.
You were here. Come back. Or it could just be totally random. But either way, it made me hungry for the Italian moon, which
well,
means
you go there, I'll go to the Blue Moose. So.
The Blue Moose, you know that. How do you know the Blue Moose and you don't know Italian moon?
Because I've been to the Blue Moose and haven't.
How about this one?
Italian
Bonzers?
Moose? I don't know. I mean,
how about Whitey's?
Scott, you do
that. Whitey's is legendary, although it's no more.
No more? Okay.
Right?
Right.
Now it's, I can't remember. I think it's the Sickies.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see. How about Bonzers? Anybody know Bonzers?
No.
Oh,
yep,
my gosh.
Familiar.
Here's a quick, funny Bonzers story. This means only things to people that in Grand Forks. Red Pepper? Do you guys know Red Pepper?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Manny, you've probably even heard of Red Pepper, I would hope. It's world famous. People have their grinders, you know, FedEx in.
Come on. You know, the Twin Cities ends at 494 and 694. So, Manny, you know, the only reason he gets out of that loop is he has to get to GCN. So,
my wife is an occupational therapist, and she came across someone, and they said, Maria Hennen is your husband, Scott. And my wife said, yeah. And she said, I used to be a waitress at Bonzers, and she knew my order, which is a cheese sandwich on an onion roll, slightly heated, with a large schooner of something. Diet Coke most days, if it was lunch.
Nice.
Every once in a while, you know, a Bud Light. So, yeah, unbelievable. And know how to make a cheese sandwich, I'll tell you. And their chili there is unbelievable. So, okay, enough. I've proven that I'm hungry and given you enough Grand Forks restaurant suggestions for the last
foodie
year.
Talk.
Yeah, enough foodie talk. Let's go on to, before I ask you about Kanye West, I believe we have Jim the Flagpole Guy. Raring to go. Manny, have you got Jim waiting to chat with us?
Yep, he's on the line. He's waiting.
Okay, the Light of Liberty is here, ladies and gentlemen. The one and the only, Jim the Flagpole Guy. Hello, sir. How are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. Good morning. How are you doing?
Well, I'm better now that I'm going to get my light on Liberty because it's you keep me going with these great conversations, not only about the best American-made flagpoles that should be in the front of every business at home in North Dakota, and we're doing our part, day by day, but also the great nuggets of wisdom you share with us. What's on your mind today?
Well, give me liberty or give me death. Who said that? That's question of the day. Well, of course, it was Patrick Henry. I'm encouraging everybody. You've got children, you've got grandchildren, that you open up the history books, the reliable history book, and you just talk about our founding fathers. Patrick Henry, very influential, and I'll leave that up to you, dear audience. Please raise your children to know history. And speaking of history, the last 2 weeks, Scott, were phenomenal. I did the Williston Home and Garden Show where I gave out over 80 cards to people that were sincerely interested in the flagpole. And then we were in Bismarck, and I gave out over 100 cards for the garden show there. And I got to meet some really great people in Bismarck last week. I have a story to tell, but I can't right now because I don't want to get ahead of them. But this is just ultra-American, classic American exceptionalism at its best. I hope to share it with you someday. But it has everything to do with the couple two couples, they both ordered really quality flagpoles for their homes. And they came to the garden show because they heard me here. And thank you, Scott. And
we're here to
they
help.
Both they just have these great stories, just awesome Americans. And to everybody that purchased the flag, they're going out today. That's what I'm doing right now. I just want to announce to everybody that ordered a flag from me. They're pre-reinforced flags. We've been busy sewing up and pre-reinforcing them. Those are going out today. We're going to make an order on this Monday. We're going to order our flagpoles for the season. We're ordering a pretty large load, and anybody wants to get in, preseason discounts, the buddy programs, now's the time. I've given over 180 estimates, and right now I've got 16 verified on paper contracts, and like what I'm saying, 35, 40 more who say they will call me. And then I've got a lot of commercial stuff that I bid. I've got the Williston Airport, thanks to J. Dunn Construction for accepting my bids. So a lot is going on, but now is the time. The hundreds of people that are interested, now is the time. Please call Jim, ndflagpoleguy.com, 701-571-FLAG.
Great stuff. You can check them out online at ndflagpoleguy.com, too, as he said, or 571-FLAG. Jim, good chatting with you. Take care, my man. I love those stories. I love them. I love them. I love them. And he is so right. The amount of American exceptionalism per square foot in North Dakota is off the charts, better than anywhere on the planet. I will take that to my grave. That is not fake news. That is the real deal, 100%. And celebrate it. Because it's infectious. People love it, and you can really get it going. So thank you, Jim. Good chatting with you. Appreciate it very much. Question of the day is, what is fake news? What are the causes? What are the cures? Those are all part of a panel that I'll be on later today for the Northern Plains Ethics Institute. And so here's my question for you. How do you define it? What are the causes for it, and how do you fix it? Because there's a lot of hand-wringing in the media over it, right? They're like, oh, we got to get this right. But I don't think they're going about this in the wrong problem, the wrong perspective. We had somebody earlier call and say, hey, it's pretty simple. Answer your question. It's just the truth. The cure is truth. Just give us facts. That isn't that hard in the media, but they make it hard. President Trump is not a newsman, so what he says cannot be fake news. Somebody saying that in response to somebody earlier saying everything Trump just said is fake news. And it's a pretty good point because what we're talking about is how that's then reported on. All right, let's go through what he said and what he's saying. It's a good point. There is a difference. That's the president advocating for his administration and for his cause. That's different. Another texter says fake news is as much about what's not being reported such as the financial health of the country. Couldn't agree anymore. Couldn't agree anymore, and I'm going to use that as well. What's omitted? That's like the New York Times story on what farmers and ranchers here think of the trade policy of the president. If you talk to people who speak positively about it because they see a positive outcome coming down the road, and then you don't use that, and you only use people who think it's horrible, you have just put out a fake news piece. You're absolutely right. Good point. Chad in Fargo, you're next.
Hello there. You know, John Bonzer's, that sauerkraut, the homemade sauerkraut and bratwurst over there, and a big scooter of beer with those chips. Oh, that was so great.
Unbelievable. So you're bringing me right back to Bonzer's. You're absolutely right. John and Cindy run a great restaurant. It's an iconic spot, and it was one of my favorite spots in those 18 years I was in Grand Forks. So I forgot about the sauerkraut.
Yeah. Well, you got to be a little German. You know, this morning I was watching Fox and friends with Donald Trump was on there. He's so friendly and he's so down to earth. But you know, what's so sad is that he should fire Mueller. He should fire them all and just roll the dice because I think the American public would back him.
Yeah, I know. It's you know, he is done an incredible job, and he brought it up in that interview. We have excerpts of it. I could play the whole darn thing. We'll put it on the Facebook page so you got all 30 minutes in case you missed it. We played two or three clips last hour. I'll get another one in here. But I think...
you think you'll do it every week then? You think you will start doing that because closer to election time or what?
You mean the interview?
Yeah, do like interviews every week. Like you remember when he was trying to get elected?
Yeah, exactly. Do the press conferences and a lot of interviews, and what he's doing by doing what he did is expose the media and expose all these lies, expose what he's up against. And that's when they asked him to give himself a grade. He said A+ because look at what I'm under. Look at this cloud I'm under. You know, look at what they're doing.
You think you'll get him on your radio show, him or Mike Pence before election time?
Well, we had Mike Pence on already. I do think we'll have the president on before the election. I do, yeah, because he'll be out here. And when Congressman Kevin Cramer was considering running, the White House called and said the president wants to come on when Congressman Cramer is on to encourage him to run. And, of course, Kevin ultimately decided to run, and the timing of that didn't work out. But we'll have him on for sure, Chad. Keep listening. Appreciate your support of the program.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means that it's a Minnesota-based company, and they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that run. High, it's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake 2.
This life full of moments. Big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our grassy deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Apache. Think spring, folks. Think spring. We might be turning a corner. We could be. We could also get 10 inches of snow. In fact, I think I heard Todd say it'll be here Monday. 10 inches of snow. Oh, wait, that was fake news. Sorry. Never mind. It was fake weather. What that was. But I believe spring is here, and that means soon planting season soon, spraying, and as much as you spray, you need support from folks that really know the game. Spray application. Nobody knows it like the guys at High Plains Apache. From the tips and the parts and the service to the full line of new and used spray application and precision farming equipment, including the self-propelled Apache sprayer, which, by the way, highest resale in the game. That's right, because of how good it is. Plus, you're self-propelled, the light footprint. You're in the field when others are not. Stop and see him in Mandan or call him at 663-2375 at that ET Egg Center. South of Fargo and Frontier, exit 60, across 29 from Walmart there. Or online at highplainsapache.com or highplainsapache.com. The President of the United States was live on Fox and Friends this morning, and the whole interview will be up, but he talked about everything from Ronnie Jackson's withdrawal, who, by the way, is his doctor. This is a classic example of the swamp, ladies and gentlemen. This Ronnie Jackson has put out a statement today talking about withdrawing and saying all of the allegations are false, and if they were not false, how would I have been able to serve? How would I have been able to serve? How could I have done this? Think about this. He was Obama's doctor for 8 years. Wasn't he also Bush? I think he was Bush before Obama. If this stuff is true, you think he's there? So it's all to take him down and take out the president. But the North Korea summit, he also talked about Michael Cohen, his attorney. He talked about Kanye West and thanked him for his support. Can you guys tell me the Kanye West deal? I'm not a Kanye West fan. I think that'll probably surprise nobody in this audience or on this panel amongst our team here. Manny, does it surprise you that Kanye West would be a Donald Trump fan? Is this like a, is this big news? Is he sort of stepping out and doing something that is unusual given the world he lives in?
I mean, I don't think it's unusual for him. I mean, I'm not surprised by it. I mean,
does this matter to you?
No, I mean I can understand why it matters to some people because he is, I mean, he is a big deal in terms of just his celebrity impact, but I mean, I'm not surprised by it, and I personally don't really care either way, but I mean, I get why people are, I get why people are intrigued by it, and I get why it caught the eye of a lot of people, because he is popular, he's a big music star, and he's a big celebrity, and, you know, he's married to a big-time celebrity, so, I mean, I get it, I don't care, but I also get why it has become a big deal.
And my understanding is it is a big deal for the president. In other words, the followers of Kanye West saying, hey, I like this guy and here's why I like him, helps the president. So obviously there is a benefit from this little thing. I guess it's a pop culture thing I just don't totally understand. But for those of us that don't, that's fine. I mean, the more people in circles that normally would not say a nice thing about a Republican president, if they do, that's good. You know, I mean, that's great. It means
but Kanye also said he was going to run for president himself in 2020. So it's just like, I mean,
that's a little bit of a conflict there. If he likes the president, I mean, why would he run?
Yeah, I don't. That's why for me, it's just like it's Kanye being Kanye, but he is Kanye. So I get why people, you know, are sort of drawn to it and are why I get why it caught everybody's eye.
Here's what the president said about the whole James Comey thing. James Comey did a CNN interview last night, former FBI director. More on that. Here's the
Heritage is reporting is that apparently the guy he gave the secret memos to, Dr. Richman at Columbia University, he had this special government employee status where he had, you know, he could look at secrets. He had a badge to the building. And also, apparently, the memos were leaked to a wider group of people, or at least two, maybe three, including former U.S. Attorney Patrick Fitzgerald. Your opinion on what Mr. Comey is doing on his book tour and the fact that he had a special friend at Columbia University with an FBI badge?
Look, Comey is a leaker and he's a liar. And not only on this stuff, he's been leaking for years. He's probably been using his friend, the so-called professor, who now turns out to have FBI clearance, which he never said. He even lied about that because he never said that in Congress. He said he gave it to a friend. And he gave it to a friend to leak classified information. It's all classified. It was totally classified. So he illegally, he did an illegal act, and he said it himself, in order to get a special counsel against me. So the special counsel, and by the way, and Intelligence Committee and everybody else has found no collusion. There's no collusion with me and the Russians. Nobody's been tougher to Russia than I am. You can ask President Putin about that. There's been nobody. Between the military and the oil and all of the other things that I've done, the aluminum tax, they send us a lot of aluminum, and I put tariffs on aluminum coming in. The 60 people that we sent out, the 60 so-called diplomats, nobody's been tougher. Nobody's even been close to a tough as me, and we hear this nonsense. So there's no collusion whatsoever. Well, Comey, what he did, Brian, was terrible. He leaked classified information in order to try and get a special counsel.
He says it wasn't classified, Mr. President. He says it wasn't classified.
Oh, it's totally classified. And he also leaked the memos, which are classified. Nobody unclassified them. And those memos were about me, and they're phony memos. He didn't write those memos accurately. He put a lot of phony stuff. For instance, I went to Russia for a day or two, because I own the Miss Universe pageant. So I went there to watch it because it was near Moscow. So I go to Russia. Now, I didn't go there. Everybody knows. The logs are there. The planes are there. He said I didn't stay there at night. Of course I stayed there. I stayed there a very short period of time.
Isn't it amazing? Isn't it absolutely amazing to hear the level of detail the president has on this entire thing? Every question was that way. Amazing individual. Amazing individual as president of the United States. And all of the media, not all, the vast majority of the media is pounding away at this guy rather than fairly analyzing. What he's doing is unprecedented. It's total sunshine. It's a disinfectant. It's transparency. You know what the president's thinking. You ought to like that. You ought to think that's okay. Leaf in Fargo has a comment. Go ahead, Leaf. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
Good,
hey,
sir.
Yeah, just going to comment on the Kanye bit that I heard just a little bit ago. I think it is actually quite important. I'm not a Kanye fan at all. Wouldn't recognize any of his music or anything, but just because of the crowd, the audience, the type of person he reaches, I think it's a huge thing. And that's not to say that his opinion matters, but just what he's saying about the fact that there's thought prison and this thought police kind of a thing. It's just a big statement to make, given his audience, I think.
Yeah, because it's not the kind of person, if you look at it from a purely resume, kind of standpoint of what he does, the crowd he runs with, the business he's in, they would normally say, I like this president, what he's doing. I think it's a very good point, Lee. Thank you. Appreciate it. More coming up.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers Revolutionary CompuDry Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dry to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
She ain't she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
Tell me mine.
Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
I'm in need.
But she ain't messing with no broke niggas.
I got 'em.
Get down, girl. Go ahead, get down.
Okay, I need to schedule a doctor's appointment for brain damage from listening to that. I'm glad the guys like the president, but I'd like parts of my brain cells back that have been lost from listening to whatever that boom, 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 boom. Gotta go. Oof, definitely, almighty. Bob and Aberdeen's been waiting to weigh in on fake news. Go ahead, Bob. What's on your mind?
Hey, you talk about fake news all the time, but there's more stories that have limited details to lead you in a certain direction, a desired direction. They don't give you all the details. You'll find that in newspapers every place. You can change people's minds by giving facts, but you don't give them all. And I see that happening more and more with the news. The other thing is you have to listen to a lot of different news agencies and make your opinion on that. I'm not a big Trump fan, but I'd vote for him again just because we would never know the stuff we now know out of Washington. So,
boy, is that well said. Is that well said?
People can despise him as much as they want, but you have a political coup going on that should alarm everybody, to include Democrats. You need both parties, and they should be concerned because what goes around comes around. So,
just ask yourself, the things that we know because of what Donald Trump has done has exposed what? And would you want to know that? Would you want to know? And that's the thing, and he knows him very well, and he's not afraid to go out and publicly do it. He's in a battle. He is in a battle of all battles. They want to take him down, and they, as the establishment, the swamp, the deep state, whatever you want to call it. So you're absolutely right. And if they win, it's bad. It's bad.
People, a lot of people listen to Rush, and I don't always agree with Rush, and I don't get a chance to listen to him all the time either. But you know what? If I could have bet on things that Rush predicted, I'd be a billionaire by now. He is hardly ever wrong. So I don't know where he gets his details from. But
he's smart. He's a smart guy. He's a very, very smart guy. Got a great staff, great research. He absolutely is. There's no doubt about it. Thanks, Bob. Call again. Yep. I appreciate the call. Texter says, hey, Scott, you should do a poll on asking listeners how much time you waste on something that doesn't matter that much. Oh, that's nice. Like a grade for the president. We played a clip last hour of the president being asked by Fox and Friends, what kind of a grade would you give yourself? And he answered it, and he went on to give a very substantive answer of why he gave that. A suggestion would be to put a call into all of the representatives about Alfie Evans. All right, so the caller wants us to talk about Alfie Evans. Are anybody familiar with Alfie Evans? This is a story I've been following closely and sharing on Twitter, because you can't you can't do every story. I agree. The Alfie story is big, but I want to give some advice to the listener. This show is called What's on Your Mind for a reason. So if you hear something on you don't like, but not something you'd like to hear, you go to your phone and you dial 258-0550. And you say, here's what I'd like to talk about. And you get to talk about it. Much more productive than whining about it in a text, with all due respect. I don't mind you sending it by text, but I'm saying affect the change. Don't whine about it. If you want to talk about it, call. Call the show and let's talk about it. And that's not anything. Show's yours, folks. We talk about whatever it is you want to talk about. All right, we need to get to Lynn Helms here, and then we'll get to more of your calls. And I also need to do what I promised I would do yesterday and play some more clips from Governor Doug Burgum as we talk budget philosophy. The whole interview is on Facebook, but I had some really interesting nuggets out of that. We'll do that before the end of the hour. Brought to you today in part by our friends at Pipers. Pipers.com is a great resource, but so is their catalog, and they'll send you one for free if you call 877-700-4099. This afternoon, they are auctioning about 150 acres in McKenzie County. That doesn't happen every day. They're going to do that right at the Civic Center, which is next to City Hall there today. That's 3:30 this afternoon, and the details at Pipers.com. Bowman County, 1,280 acres. This is happening at the in Scranton, North Dakota today, Ag Land Farm and Ranch Auction. So you can check that out. They're busy today. Tomorrow, Lemoore County, about 155 acres. Next Wednesday, some Lincoln County, Minnesota. Land, Dickey County, North Dakota, as well next week. And mark your calendars if you're in the South Dakota way. The Spearfish Contractors Auction, June 5th. June 5th in Spearfish, North Dakota, all at Pipers.com. Now we're joined by Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, in our monthly chat. Lynn, how you doing?
Doing well, Scott. Thank you for having me on. I just spent a couple of days out in the oil patch, and those guys are anxious to get to work. They can hardly wait for spring to get here and the frost laws to go off. So I think as soon as we get past those frost laws, we're going to see a lot of activity out there.
I think you told us last time you were on the first full nice month will be a new record in your estimation, right?
That's our expectation, yes, sir. So let's hope that we get there next month, eh?
Nothing changed in that. What else did you see when you were out there? I mean, I bet you love being out there and chatting with these folks. You came from the industry. You know what you now regulated, but obviously you informed that with your conversations with people. What did you learn?
Well, I drove by a couple of drilling rig parking lots. As you know, in the dark days of 2015, 16, 17, we saw a lot of drilling rigs pulled into the yard and parked. Standing up, it was nice to see a lot less rigs standing in those parking lots and more rigs deployed to the field. It was interesting conversation with another fellow who had driven by one of those a couple days ago, and my count was lower. So we're actually at 63 drilling rigs as of this morning, and a lot of interest on the part of operators to deploy more and spend more money, invest more money in North Dakota.
The price is on the rise and been getting, I think, growing a little stronger clip than some people anticipated that it would. We can go back and look at where it's come from and when we thought it would be to, you know, nipping at 70. We're a little sooner than we thought it would be, right?
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Scott. You know, we hit $75 for Brent crude price, and we're at 68 today for West Texas. That's probably $5 to $7 higher than what we anticipated at this point. We were kind of looking at those prices for the end of this year, or maybe first half of next year. So that's putting some pressure on for people. You know, their bottom lines are pretty well healed up, and they want to invest money now. And I've been reading quite a bit about the venture capitalists and Wall Street wanting more investment in oil production. So there is a lot of capital now flowing to our operators, and they're not going to sit on that. They're going to drill wells and frack wells.
So are you seeing that impact? I mean, is that picking up the pace? Is it increasing beyond what you thought it would be at this point?
It certainly is. Yep. You know, everywhere I went, people were talking about we need people, we need workforce. We need to deploy equipment, and so as soon as we get the frost laws off and we can start moving workover rigs and heavy equipment, we're ready to go. And we've seen it in our permitting shop, too. The number of permits being submitted is up substantially. And so our confidential permit well list has grown incredibly. And so there is very much everything's in the starting gate and ready to go.
Talk a little bit about where we're at on the flaring situation. You've talked before about frustrations of obviously having great progress over the sweep of time on this issue. Nobody wants flaring, right? I mean, it's dollars going into the air that nobody wants, but it's a matter of getting the infrastructure to the right places. And one of the holdups on some of the gathering systems has been federal permits. Are we making any progress with the Trump administration on that front?
You know, I believe we are. There was a very productive meeting here in Bismarck held yesterday. And I want to, you know, tip my hat to Scott Davis over in the governor's office. He has put this together. He got all the people in the room down here at United Tribes Technical College to get them talking to each other. So the oil and gas operators were there. The Bureau of Indian Affairs right-of-way people were there. The tribal authorities were there, as were state folks. And even the lieutenant governor was in attendance. So now we have everybody in the room talking to each other. I'm not saying we have the problem solved, but we've got the right folks talking to each other about solutions. So I think we're going to see some real breakthroughs and real progress this year. Now, when I drove through the patch, I saw more flares than I wanted to see. And part of that was new wells being completed in places where the infrastructure needs to be expanded. And so that's really been our push, is how can we get investment in gas capture pipelines and compressors and gas plants. And as you know, this year and next year, there's about $3 billion committed to infrastructure build-out. My message, though, to API and Dickinson Tuesday night and yesterday was that doesn't end the battle over flaring. Based on what we're seeing in terms of gas production, that buys us about 3 years, and then we're going to need another $3 billion. And somewhere a little bit further out, there's another $3 billion needed. That should about get us there, but we're talking about $9 or $10 billion of investment that's going to go directly into North Dakota. So that's going to generate jobs and sales tax and lots of good things for our state.
Absolutely. About a minute left, Lynn. Anything else you want to make sure we know about the latest numbers?
Well, we're seeing a lot of great technology deployed, a lot of efficiency in terms of drilling rigs and a lot more efficiency in terms of hydraulic fracturing. But what we're also seeing is that we're going to need to begin deploying rail cars again. When you see that kind of difference between East and West Coast prices, the Brent price, and the West Texas Intermediate price, that starts to put rail cars back on the rails. And so we're going to have to ramp up our efforts to make sure that we're transporting that oil safely. And I really believe that we can. So the growth is in the already built in. It's just a matter of getting through winter. And we're going to see an extremely busy summer. I'm still expecting to break that record by the middle of the year and exit this year at substantially higher oil production and prices.
And what Lynn talked about today on the program and talks about regularly and, you know, the conference he mentioned, all the different things that are happening, all topics of discussion with the industry giants and CNBC, the Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, all a part of the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, which the Department of Mineral Resources and the North Dakota Petroleum Council have long been a part of putting on. This will be a dandy. So folks are there 22nd. Of May and details at WBPCND.com. Thanks a bunch, Lynn. Take care.
You bet. And if they haven't registered for that conference, they need to get that done. They need to be there.
Absolutely, because pretty soon you'll say you can't get a ticket. So get registered and be there. It's going to be a dandy. Thanks a bunch.
Hello, I'm Jim at NDFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Time for another conversation about wellness with Vince Webker. Hot springs, spas, and pool tables, too. How do wellness and hot spring go together?
Well, every day made better, Scott. You know, every time you sit in hot water, you're better physically below the water, you're better mentally above the water, and better relationally, emotionally beyond the water. And hot springs, I don't know if you knew this, invented the very first portable hot tub back in 1977. Since that time, we have done things that make it so you'll use it a lot, like what we call better massage, better water, our ACE saltwater system, better energy. You know, where we live, I don't think the snow is ever going to stop. So it's a very energy efficient hot tub. And those three things alone really determine if you're going to use this product a lot or not. And if you use it, every day made better, wellness, all the great things that come from it. So that's what we want. We want you to use this product.
If you've had a hot tub before and it was a hassle, it wasn't a hot spring. That's what I'll tell you. Price points, a lot of different models, right?
Yeah, they start at about $29.95 up to $20,000 with everything in between. You cannot find a hot tub that doesn't meet your budget here.
And yes, exactly. Financing available as well, so remember that. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. You'll find them in Fargo and Grand Forks, in Bismarck and Minot, and now in Devil's Lake, too. Of course, online, tell them Scott sent you. Use the ACE promo code. You'll save up to $2,000. No kidding. How's that for a great deal? At hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Thanks, neighbor.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In part by our friends at the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Next time you flip on the light switch, you should think a little bit about clean, beautiful coal and folks that for decades in this industry get up every day going to work to make sure you have clean, affordable, reliable energy. That's right, because imagine you flip the light switch and there's nothing there. And that could happen for most of Minnesota, as a matter of fact, without North Dakota Lignite. Just think about it. Realize it's there. Be a part of making sure it stays there. It stays affordable. SecureEnergyFuture.org. SecureEnergyFuture.org. Matt in Bismarck, and then I have a couple of clips from the governor and a text on the budget situation. Matt, go ahead. You're up on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to talk about how I think the Republicans could easily stay in power. I think the first thing, if they pass it, would be for military members. If they are active duty serving the nation, they should not have to pay income tax, state or federally. I think that would just be amazing. I know I did 8 years in the Marine Corps, and I had a family, and we lived paycheck to paycheck, and I think that would be something that would just help military families and the military in general. The second thing I had that I think if Congress passed, I think it would they would easily stay in would be if they legalized marijuana and slapped a 20% sales tax on that, and they use that sales tax to fully fund our border wall, I think that would be another thing that would really help them maintain their power. And that's all I have.
Interesting points. Appreciate the call. Always welcome those suggestions. And by the way, we have a lot of elected leaders here on the program, so don't be afraid to call them and say, why don't you take this one on? Matt, appreciate the call. Thanks. 800-228-0550. Specific things that benefit the military, couldn't agree with you anymore. And I think that's one thing the president's done on this VA deal. I mean, I really do. And the idea that you need to have run something before you can go in there and provide leadership on taking care of vets, in my mind, is kind of crazy. But, you know, it is what it is with this the guy that's leaving. The point is, the president cares. He's tired. And the other guy, you know, came from the Obama years, and they kept him there. So I think that's something we ought to be proud of. I want to play Governor Burgum, specific to the question of budgeting. And I mentioned earlier that we had an interview with him on Energy Matters that we played in its entirety there. I played one clip of it yesterday, and I want to get some more clips in the coming days, but the whole thing is on our Facebook page. But I was trying to get at where the governor is at, specific to the question of budgeting philosophy. Okay, not so much this cut, that cut, what's going to happen here, but specific to budget, what are you trying to accomplish with the budget, and how does it work now? How do we do it now? This whole strategic budgeting process, what's going to be different? Listen to this.
When we announced our guidelines for the strategic planning process and the new elements we're going to add, which include strategic reviews for each of the agencies that we're going to do, that's a new step that hasn't been done before. When we're doing that, we're talking about a budget cycle that begins on July 1 of 2019, right? I mean, so we're not, nobody's cut a dime today. We're not talking about reducing services, whatever. We're hitting our revenue for this biennium, for this cycle that we're in right now. We're hitting the forecast. Spending is in place. We're going to keep charging ahead. We're trying to plan 15 months ahead so that we've got an executive budget when the legislature arrives next January, that we got ready for that, and that we're ready to put something new in place next a year from now, from July. So looking ahead and trying to plan, one of the things that we're looking for through this strategic planning process is synergies across all these silos. I talked in the first segment about the silos. When we did this, Brent and I were elected in November 16. We took office December 15. In between that time, we did strategic reviews with all the cabinet agencies. We'd only gone 3 days and been through four-hour reviews. And I said, Brent, every one of these has got something going on with children under six. You know, health departments are doing vaccinations. Human services has got, food stamps, SNAP payments. The Commerce Department's got, you know, a loan for daycares. I mean, it's like everybody, correction, foster home, it's all spread out. And so when you look at a segment like children under six, or we took a look at addiction, addiction touched every agency, and yet only two of them had a budget line item related to addiction. Human Service had one for treatment. The Health Department had it for prevention.
Governor Burgum on the budgeting process, specifically talking about how they're going about this. Text from a listener on this. I don't appreciate Governor Burgum's comments and apparent attitude about state employees and budget cuts. He said that when state employees retire, they shouldn't be replaced to save money. Really? What does he think they do? Play solitaire and watch YouTube videos all day? I know several state employees, and they work hard providing essential services. So is the highway patrol to do with fewer officers on the highway patrol for drunk drivers when we actually need more? State agencies such as the Health and Ag Department have regulatory duties and must inspect a myriad of facilities to ensure safety and compliance with state laws. Does the governor think we should have robots patrol the highways? Inspect fertilizer plants in nursing homes? The governor says when a state employee retires, someone else on staff can assume those duties. Does that mean when his pilot retires, the janitor can fly Doug around the state? I don't think Governor Doug has a clue what state agencies do. By the way, I'm not a state employee. And that's, I think, a typical response from people who think that you just can't do anything different than you've done it. And I think what the governor's done a very good job of in this is explaining, all right, right, number one, we look at all of them in silos. Why don't we look at what their job is, what their outcome is, and then say, with better technology, with better resources, with better planning, could we do that job more efficiently? And then when someone retires, do we have the luxury of not replacing them rather than cuts? And again, these cuts, of course, come in summer of 2019. Anyway. Interesting discussion. We'll continue tomorrow. God bless you, folks.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India State Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.